Movie roles for women have expanded since the days of the Hollywood starlet, but our critic at large, Laurie Stone, says they're still the good girl and the bad.
By now, you've either seen or heard about the fall blockbuster Fatal Attraction, the movie that straps you down and hurls you through a house of horrors. Adrienne Lynn, who made Flashdance in 9.5 weeks, directs with a no-fat pace. The screenplay by James Dearden taps primitive angst, and the three leads perform like the archetypes they're meant to be. There's Michael Douglas as a briefly philandering lawyer, Glenn Close as his Medusa-coiffed temptress, and Anne Archer as his trusting, beautiful wife. Close is the one who comes on strong and ups the ante from dinner to bed to a weekend. Douglas is attracted and flattered, but even before the weekend is over, he's forced to see the dangerous and pathetic underbelly of her sexual will. She won't let him go. When she can't seduce him again, she tries guilt-mongering him with accusations of being irresponsible, and when that fails, she flies into a vengeful rage, calling him a woman-hating faggot, attacking his property and family. Fatal Attraction is so suspenseful there isn't much time during it to chew on its messages, but they're relentless. The movie paints the city as hell. Close lives in the meatpacking district. It says that good women stay home. Archer, who has only one school-aged child, contentedly busies herself by the hearth. And the movie warns that sex outside marriage will not only kill you, but your nearest and dearest as well. This is a fairy tale for the age of AIDS, if ever there was one, and some critics have given Lynn points for insightfully etching our nightmares. That's like giving Norman Mailer credit for documenting his fossilized grievances against women. Lynn doesn't intend to examine hysteria, but to glom onto it. We're not meant to know how Close feels. We're meant to hate her so much we want to see her dead. Several other recent movies share Fatal Attraction's preoccupations, damning the city, and inevitably its resident minorities, poor people, homosexuals, and freaky-beaky singles, and depicting unmarried working women as deficient in humanity. In The Big Easy, Ellen Barkin plays a woman dedicated to her work but inexperienced about sex. She needs to get laid to become a human being. In Baby Boom, Diane Keaton is a workaholic who requires a kid and a move to the country to straighten her misbegotten ways. It's easy for the audience to dislike these women before their transformations, because they're all rich, and they all spout feminist-sounding lines that are lampooned. Even Close, with her rap about love 'em and leave 'em, men the beasts, suggests a deranged feminist sent round the bend by the failure of her doomed vision. We hardly need a lethal virus to unleash cautionary myths about women's sexual appetite, or the evils of free-flying libido, or the protecting sanctities of the family. But we are living amid a pitiless, mysterious plague, and hysteria is rampant. In the age of AIDS, it's healthy to keep track of which women are being branded dreadful and deviant, and who feels licensed to attack them.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic, and is a contributor to The Village Voice.